with St. George struggling to catch the imagination of the English, is it time to consider a different patron saint of England? Edmund for England, be part of our campaign.
May have guessed by now, we're launching a campaign to get St. Edmund his old job back as patron saint of England. He was our original patron saint, and we think he should be again. Let's be honest, St. George hasn't really caught on, has he?
No!
No, he hasn't, so we think we should give St. Edmund another chance.
Edmund is the proper patron saint. He's a local boy, he's English, he's East Anglian, and he actually died only a little way from us in Bradfield St. Clair. So he's a real local saint. And he was a king, he was a Christian king, and he died for his faith, and he's set a very, very good example.
We want you to sign the e-petition. We've got a government e-petition up and running. We want you to sign that. Just punch in e-petition into your favourite search engine, punch in St. Edmund, and off we go. You can sign that, and hopefully, fingers crossed, we will get enough signatures for it to be debated in Parliament. No, actually, we will get enough signatures, won't we?
Yeah!
Nothing against St. George, but I think we do need to revisit this whole thing about St. Edmund. He's very much our patron saint here in Suffolk. We have an ownership of him. And I think it's really good to have this debate again. It's something I'm going to encourage within the County Council for us to sign up to the e-petition and to look at ways in which we can help promote St. Edmund and, by implication, Suffolk as well.
So I say bring back Edmund for a real English saint.
And George, well, you know, there are lots of George fans, but he doesn't catch the imagination, does he?
Well, he really doesn't. I mean, what, killing dragons? I mean, you know, what's that about?
We're just next to the cathedral here in Bury St. Edmund, and I promised you that we would have bells. And we have bells. Just listen to this.
We love the cross of St. George, but he also is a patron saint in Georgia, Bulgaria, Catalonia, Romania, Ethiopia, Greece, Lithuania, Portugal, Serbia, and other countries. The great thing about Edmund is he's not only English, he's East Anglian.
Now, with the power of social media, Facebook, Twitter, online petitions, we're hoping this time we can oust St. George once and for all and get that bank holiday before Christmas.
With confidence and St. Edmund behind us, we'll get there this time.